Richard, there's some very intriguing stuff happening with my potentiometer, with my voltmeter. It's bursting at times. I think there are some subfrequencies that we're not being able to distinguish on this. It's too bad, but I can see them. I can see
I
my
heard it
need.
on the
Yeah,
headphones.
my needles are going crazy.
That's also an interesting aspect of it. There's another track that we won't listen to now by Merzbow, which is having a lot of bass, and there is even more bass in the denoised version, so it's very subby. Because all of these new denoising techniques, they all function with FFT transformation, which means the signal gets analyzed and then
Retransmitted.
and it gets I'm searching for the
Reduced.
no not re
Retransmitted.
not reduced it's it will be set together by lots of sine waves, because when you use like hundreds of sine waves, you can rebuild almost any signal in an approximation at least. And then there are like algorithms that search for the noise, they take it out, and then it gets retransformed into a sound again. So a lot of the artifacts and a lot of the sounds that we get out of this processing are siney. They are having the aesthetics of a sine wave.
Don't you find difficulty in when you need to transpose this aesthetic of denoising onto a live stage or onto a performance area or onto a venue? Do you have trouble finding the necessary equipment to reproduce this particular vision, this particular
No,
sound aesthetic?
not really, because it's all software, so I just take my computer with my software. If I would need the hardware stuff, that then it would be more
A
of a
whole,
hassle, but
yeah.
most of audio in this area is digital, so you can just use a computer.
Can you denoise? You can denoise guitars in the same manner that you can denoise electronic components, because we listened to Yoshide earlier on, and then to Christian Finesse. So we have a computer and software on the
Yeah,
one
it's all
hand.
the same.
It's all the same.
Normally, this software gets used for, like I said before, for audio post-production or for forensic reasons. For example, if you eavesdrop on some criminals, then you need to improve the speech intelligibility. So yeah, that's a main area. So I'm misusing all of this stuff for my purpose.
Yeah, sometimes we'd be watching a police series on television and they'd be like, well, there's a lot of noise on this recording. We need to fix that.
Yeah, then they always have this fantasy user interfaces. That's really funny. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. It's all lies.
There's also this Lars von Trier series where there's also a really nice scene where they're trying to get the signal back of a ghost, which is also this kind of fantasy.
Is this element of crime?
No, I can't think of the title now. Maybe I can tell you later.
Yeah, this radio interview is turning a bit too nerdy for us.
Yeah.
Let's listen to a third excerpt if you like. I think this is the first noise recording I ever heard myself. It's a noise recording that a lot of people hate, a lot of people love.
Yes,
Lou Reed,
that was
what is your
quite
relationship?
something. I just got across it when I made this project, when I looked around what kind of stuff exists. And it's a really funny one, because Lou Reed was already well known and did normal rock music, and then his record company, he really hated him, but they had a contract that they have to release anything he does, and so he gave them this 1 hour guitar feedback orgy.
So this is Metal Machine Music from 1976, if I'm not mistaken, by Lou Reed. We'll listen to a small portion.
Yes.
Thank you. So, Four Sides of Pure White Noise by the former Velvet Underground leader Lou Reed. I think it came out in 1976, yes, and the label was RCA, and they completely hated him for it.
Yeah, yeah. I have to correct you, it's not white noise, it's like a lot of harmonic distortion going on.
Okay.
White noise would be like more like shh, but there is something happening. And it's my favorite denoising because it's such a surprising result coming out of it. You will hear it in a few moments. Because there is this really kind of already almost esoteric new piece emerging out of this. So there's this quiet new melody turning out of it. So I was completely amazed when
you applied the concept.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's listen to the denoised version of Metal Machine Music. Richard Eigner denoising Lou Reed, Metal Machine Music. So this is happening, well, something along these lines is happening on Wednesday, 25th of May. That's basically the day after tomorrow.
Yes.
At Beirut Art Center, where you will be placed face-to-face with Osman Arabi, who's a local guitar/noise musician from Tripoli. And it'll be a very curious and interesting encounter, I think.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It's my premiere, too. I've never done it this way before.
Absolutely. Another aspect of denoising is field recordings. Tell us a bit about this.
Yeah, I was thinking about how I could continue with the project because the noise thing that was finished for me, that I did the record, so, and I thought I made a statement about that. And then I had the idea that maybe I could try it with ambient sound and with field recordings because field recordings exist just out of noise again, and I was curious how it will turn out when I use the processes on field recordings. And we will listen to another example of this, the first example of this now, and it's a recording of a train I did in my hometown in Linz, and there we have the Westbahn, and I used to live very near to it, and so I recorded it. And we will listen to the beautiful Westbahn.
I was in Berlin a few weeks ago, and I remember having confusion on whether to take the S-Bahn or the U-Bahn. So Bahn is train, and the Westbahn that we're listening to is basically field recordings of the train next to
Yeah, it's coming now. Yeah. So yeah, I listen to that a lot because I lived years and years to the trails.
Next to the train station, yeah. next to the road.
Okay.
So on to the denoised version?
Yes, and now we will listen to the denoised version. And that was again very interesting for me what came out of this process. There was this drone coming out that is modulated by the noise signal. And it's having a very nice aesthetic for me, so we'll listen to it now.
All right. This is a very entirely different concept from the pieces of music we heard before. This is very strangely melodic.
Yes,
in
yes.
A way, yeah.
I used a new denoiser for this project because I made it like
three, that explains
I made
everything.
It 3 years after the first project. So a new software, new sounds, basically.
It reminds me a bit of Brian Eno's Ambient series, music for airports, music for films and all of that.
Yeah, it's also, of course, a very radical setting of the software tool. It's not like an easy denoising, it's a hardcore denoising, probably.
Okay.
And the next example that we're going to listen is a field recording of a street in Austria, an area, it's called Blumau, which doesn't exist in this way anymore because they're just building an opera there. But anyway, this was what it sounded like 1 year ago. So the Tanja Drapulsi, who is documenting this, is having a lot of fun in here because there are people swearing in the background.
Swearing at you because you're recording
no,
them?
No, at each other. There were a couple of young people swearing around. So if you're Austrian, it's quite a funny one.
It's very funny.
Yeah. So this one was interesting for me too, because my denoised version is kind of softer, but there are still some sounds coming
rough
through
sounds.
Some sounds resisted it very clearly. For example, the speech is easier to understand after the version. It's very dynamic, so it's just another take on it. Yes, yeah, so you listen to People Denoised. That's on my denoising field recordings, 12-inch. Denoised City Scene in Linz.
I think we will be able to listen to a denoised city scene in Beirut in a couple of days. On May 25th at Beirut Art Center, Richard Agner, you will denoise in a first moment field recordings from Beirut. And then there will be a second section in your show at Beirut Art Center where you will be working with a Lebanese musician playing live guitar and feedback. And then there will be a second show on Saturday, 28th of May at the Art Lounge on the occasion of the Acousmatic System event, Mata, where dubstep duo Mata will be performing live in Beirut, as well as you, Richard, with local guitar player Sharif Sahnawi from Irtijal and Al Maslakh. So we have two dates with you this week, and yes, we also have one here right now where you've done weird things with our piano in Radio Lebanon, I think.
Yes, I've prepared it a little bit with Ebos and some other nice stuff and a Fisher line.
It looks great.
Yeah,
it looks great, and I think it's going to emit great sounds in a few seconds.
I haven't prepared at all, so we will see.
A live improvised session by Richard Agner from Linz, Austria, in the studios of Radio Lebanon. Thank you, and see you this week.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you.